Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we discuss As the World Turns, Final Days, and Reed's Death, Who Killed All My Children's David Hayward, Bridget Gives Birth on B&B, Brady vs. Vivian on Days, General Hospital's Sonny and Brenda, and One Life to Live's casting call for Joey Buchanan, not to mention Chance's death on Y&R. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Welcome.
Hey.
Reagan, welcome.
Hi.
And birthday girl Jillian, welcome.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you.
No. I'm good. Don't do that.
Ooh. Well, in honor of...
Happy birthday, baby.
No.
Marilyn Monroe. There we go. In honor of Jillian's...
Marilyn Monroe cousin. Got him.
Mashika.
Well, in honor of Jillian's birthday, let's start with her favorite soap, Y&R. Chance bit the bullet this last week. What'd you think, Jillian? Is he really dead, or is it fake?
Another one bites the dust. According to Maria, you will... You know, according to Maria, you will never guess what's going to happen. I'm just like... Girls! Stop. I'm like, we need to take your Netflix membership card, and we probably will. Shoot. I don't think Chance is really dead. I mean, this was just an entire waste of a slew of great actors in this storyline. The storyline was just not executed well. You need to tell me, and I told Jamie this before, this man has survived everything. He has survived Ryan McNeil and his mother's issues. He survived David Kimball and his mother. He survived Iraq. He survived his father coming out, you know, coming from the dead and said, by the way, I left y'all because I'm gay. And you mean to tell me he can't take on Owen and that Keystone cop? This was just a lame storyline, and they just wasted John Driscoll. I choose to believe that the storyline had John Driscoll, you know, not up to snuff, because I'm seeing that with Eden Regal. I'm seeing, you know, they're not using her to her fullest potential in the storyline. She's giving it her all, and, you know, the storyline still sucks. The same thing with Jeff Branson. This is just a lemon storyline, and
Nina, Trisha Cast, when she
amazing
when she like came in on Chance being shot.
Oh well, Trisha Cast, she is someone that she's a part of the Zimmer school. That yes, Larry, I'm gonna say it, turned shit to sugar right there. Trisha Cast can do it up. It's just a damn shame that they trot her out to be supporting to lemon storylines. You know what I mean?
Well,
I'll tell you, Jillian, my cousin called me. She's like, is Chance dead? Is Chance dead? I was like, I don't know. Let me go look. I said, go look yourself. What are you calling me for? Leave me alone.
Well, speaking of lemon storylines, Jamie, Villy got married.
Stop the high five!
Haters to the left. Haters to the left.
Haters to the left.
Billy's wedding was amazing. It was beautiful. It was shot outdoors. Her dress was flawless. Their chemistry is on point. They flirt. They coo. She was a nervous, cute bride. I know that you all don't remember a good soap opera coupling because we've watched so many for so long that have been terrible, but this is one. Yes. Billy is in the house.
Wait. Isn't this the girl that you all said so?
She does.
She did.
She does.
Her
acting comprises of making weird facial expressions and forgetting that her neck can be upright because her chin is always on her chest.
Well, that's I remember her on All My Children, and I didn't think she was bad, but Mouseware, she's terrible.
She was terrible. She was terrible. I was the first to say so. She was terrible.
But you don't put me out.
She was terrible.
No.
My point. She was terrible. He did ask Jamie. She was terrible. And now she's gotten better. There is such a thing called improvement. And she has improved ever since they paired her with Billy Miller. He has brought out something in her that was dead, you know, like comatose. I mean, it was sleeping soap starlet. I mean, the moment they put them in, you know, she's slowly but surely. She's even combing her hair now.
Where? They put a big white lacy net that poofed all out to hide the sucker. It was so
that
big.
That was Audrey Hepburn's dress.
I don't give a flying flip. They didn't do her hair for that wedding.
They did her hair for the wedding. See, you just go keep on hating and not admit.
Well, no, the hair for the wedding was tight, but you said she combs her hair now, and I'm like, I beg to differ, sir, but
she
for the wedding,
it.
Yes.
She combs it on more occasion than she did.
When you comb it once, anything is an improvement over zero.
But I have to take offense to you saying that we don't want to give credit to her. I will give credit to anyone. So don't put me out there like that. I give credit to anyone. I don't see it with her.
Stevie Wonder can tell in those scenes.
Stevie said, don't put him in this.
Okay, rewind. Go back and watch an episode of any scene, her and her husband, Tad Luckinbill, and you tell me that she has not improved over that for what she's doing now.
No,
I'm sorry. She has. Yes, she most assuredly
Well, Jamie, I will say this. Though I did not like her in the story, everything else about the wedding, I loved all the people who showed up. I liked Phyllis. I liked Phyllis. And no,
she couldn't act.
She did not act in those scenes, but I liked
that. That did not stop you from raving about Judith Chapman when she was on 5 days a week.
But I did. She's
a veteran of the industry, and you were happy as a pig in mud.
Are we now rehashing our Twitter debate?
No, I saw some of it because I needed him. So I was like, get your ass off Twitter and get on IM.
If the one time I'm having fun on Twitter, Reagan calls me away.
Over a terrible actress who has no excuse for being terrible because she's been in the game 30 years, you raved and wondered and bewildered at every stupid storyline Ella Bell had her do on this podcast for a year, or however long
that
Ella Bell
was just out of spite for you guys because you hate her.
No,
I'm totally joking.
Gloria and her 17 weddings. This is the only good story Victoria has had really, since this girl took over the role. I love Heather Tom. Heather Tom does not want to come back.
No, I'm just saying. No, you said the first good storyline since Heather Tom.
Yeah. No, it is what it is. And I enjoy this storyline. And a lot of other people do, too. Apparently.
A lot of other people don't either.
Yes, now, Jillian, Jamie has had his chance. Jamie, you go ahead.
Four or five of y'all don't like it. And a huge. Of those 50 comments on there right now, the majority like them.
That's like saying that Lily and Kane are interesting because we get spammed by Chili fans.
Okay, Brian Fraud, so you don't believe that our readers mean anything either,
no,
then, right?
But what I'm saying is you're using the group majority theory.
No.
Wait, go ahead, Luke. Go ahead, look. No, what were you saying?
No, I'm saying if Jamie's using the comment arguments, that's like saying when one group can choose to spam the comments at any time they want.
They're not; those are not. Why are they spammers? When you use the argument about comments, that's what can happen.
That's all.
You sound like a network exec who's like, oh,
well,
we shouldn't pay attention.
You've accused it of me before. Comments. You'll accuse me of it again in the future.
Right. That's how you think.
What did you think?
Run an online blog. This is our focus group, and the majority of those people liked it.
Jillian, what do you think?
Yeah, they're smart.
You know, the setup and everything for the wedding is cool. You know, I like the it was all fun. It was a fun wedding. Although I know Victor won't be invited to Thanksgiving dinner, that son of a bitch. I'm like, that is the one thing I have a problem with this whole thing. I understand you don't want your daughter married to him, but it's not like this gal is Abby's age or Summer's age. She's a grown ass woman. How many husbands she done had? Get out of here. Like, you know, the way I wind our pens, you know, we don't know how old Victoria is supposed to be, you know, but I'm assuming she is in, like, you know, she's a grown woman. This is ridiculous. Like, Victor doing this is only for your own good. I'm like, please. But Nick could go slay his dragon with everybody in town, and Victor is just like, that's a boy. Get out of here. Like, that's
Victor sexist? Never.
You know, I like the twist, though, because it's very Palmer Courtland. You know, Victor is
pulling moves
that, like, you know, that classic patriarchs always do. Palmer did everything he could to keep Cliff away from Nina. Cece did everything he could to keep Ian from Bruce. Asa did it with all his kids. You know, so I like that they have Victor. You know, I like the fact that the Abbotts and Newmans are daytime's Montagues and Capulets, and they have their Romeo and Juliet. To me, give me that any day, even if there are parts of it I might not like. Give me something rooted in history, a 20-year-old feud, and character and chemistry, in my opinion, rather than a ridiculous. I mean, it's like I wanted to write this post, but I was just too lazy. The best of the best of times and the worst of times. The same episode, I swoon over Billy and Victoria, and then they cut to Chance, Ronan, debauchery, and I'm just like, must we have to endure Maria Arenavell trying to be a 1940s potboiler writer? Just stop, Maria. Stop with the capers. We get that better on CSIs and Covert Affairs, which we'll talk about on the next podcast. We get all of that. You, daytime cannot do these type of stories well. You can't do these cops and robbers investigations, drug deals, shootouts, undercover shit good in daytime. Melissa Reeve said it best when she left Days the last time. She wished daytime would just get back to what it does best, and that's character-driven, history-based, romantic storytelling. You and poor John Driscoll, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to put him in the same category as Eden or any of the other people in this, because he was okay on Guiding Light, but his acting is poor in this story also, and he was not... He's not, what's that guy's name that wears the big gold herringbones on GH?
Dominic Zampronha.
Dominic Zampronha, who could pull off being a newcomer who comes to town and investigates some huge crime. But that works because the criminal is the lead character, and we are invested in that. These are all a bunch of day players and newbies, all being surrounded by, you know...
Speaking of day players and newbies,
it's just not good.
Jillian, I'm pretty sure I saw something on Twitter from you about Maggie and her milkshake bringing Nikki to the yard.
No, sweetie, don't play me like that. Play Lotto. I never said that. I never said nothing like that, but I chalk it up to this with that storyline. In order to have Nikki have some chutzpah and someone, and to play Melody Thomas Scott, you got to bring Sean Young. But in order to also to have Nikki have some chutzpah, she got to be drunk? Really? Is that what you're saying? In order for women to grab balls against Victor Newman, you have to be drunk?
Hmm. I want a Phyllis, Deacon, Nikki triangle.
This last week,
watching those three, Sean Kanan is fantastic. Having Deacon back on my screen is wonderful. But opposite of Phyllis and sticking it to Nick was great. And then those quiet moment scenes about Alcoholics Anonymous with Nikki were fantastic. I kept thinking to myself, I want Nikki, Phyllis, and Deacon in a triangle.
I wanted to tell Victor, forget you, Peapod. And go over to Deacon because
I need fresh meat.
You know, I'm serious because, you know, we understand, you know, Victor and Nikki is that couple who, you know, against all odds, they will overcome everything, but they are getting to the age where their asses need to settle it down. Like, you know, I'm sick and tired of this whole makeup to breakup stuff with them, and we didn't even get a good reunion with them at that, so. In order to bring Sean Young on, you had to break them up. It's lame. Just stick a fork in it. I'm just waiting for Sean Young to be over. I'm just like, when does she go back to dressing up in her closet as Catwoman? I'm just not liking it. I'm not loving it at all.
Reagan?
We got some new primetime people coming.
As I was waiting on the picture
somebody from the pack, somebody from the practice.
Michael Baldu.
He's a very good actor.
They
all are. That's not the point. Sean Young is great. Eric Roberts is a good actor. You know,
I have yet to see
good.
Sean Young be great.
Yeah.
Sean Young got a lot of buzz in her early career for the Kevin Costner movie and
No Way Out. But she's a ham.
All she's doing, I mean, all Maria is doing is, it's just so desperate and bottom feeding. It's like, look at me, Entertainment Weekly. My show casts primetime and movie stars. We're not like the other soaps.
Speaking of casting, though technically, I guess she was from prime time. Vanessa Marcel is back. Now, Reagan, you were gone most of August for prior commitment.
Vanessa Marcel, dear Canazza Lariano Patea.
Yeah, whatever. Were gone Vanessa most of August. So we haven't had you on for a while. What are you thinking of how this is playing out?
You know, I love that she's back. And obviously her and Maurice have not missed a beat. Oh, no. They're great on screen together. It's the story that I'm not in love with. I love them. So don't mistake that at all. I just, you know, you brought her back and she's with all these characters that, like, I could give two shits about.
Wow.
And I get it's build up to whatever they're trying to build up to, but when Brenda comes back, I want Brenda, like, thrusted into the middle of whatever is going on and having her
thrusted something.
And having her just cause turmoil in everybody's life right off the bat. You know, I don't.
She needs to lob a good Carly bomb and let the thing.
Yeah, I don't want to wait for it. Like, I don't care about the movie star. I don't care about her charity. I don't care. I mean, I just don't. You know, it's all really nice and stuff, but I just don't give a shit. I want her in the middle of it all. I want Carly, like, to be Carly. And, oh, I don't care about my son that just got out of prison quite as much because Brenda's back, you know?
Well, and at the same time, Jamie, Sam and Carly have a little bit to worry about Brenda.
Sam has tons to worry about, but Laura Wright is definitely bringing it. Revealing her Carly, I mean her Brenda hate, considering that, you know, this will be the first time she actually opts, you know, versus the elusive one, as Tamara Braun's Carly called her that time in the elevator when she told Sam what she was, a Brenda bot. You know, but that's what I'm loving, seeing Sam be all weird and insecure, because yes, darling, that is what you are. She said it best. I loved it when they were rehashing the history, because of all the old debates I used to have with Jay Sammers, and Sam hears Jason talk about how he took Brenda on because Sonny and Carly were getting back together, and Sam said it herself. It sounds just like when you and I got together. I was like, as Jillian would say, church? Yep. Thank you.
I don't know.
How many times did Jason
How
many times in the comments would a Jay Sammer tell me that that is not how it went? I'm like, oh, okay, I got amnesia. Yes, it was.
Yes, it did. Totally. It sure did.
Brenda's storyline and said, here, we got a look alike, so let's do it with her.
Well, and Kelly Monaco was the first decent actress to click in terms of the Brenda Botts. As a Brenda Botts.
I wouldn't go decent actress. What's his name? What's her name was all right. Jonathan Jackson's wife. I liked her.
No, I didn't.
What was her name?
Lily something. No, not Lily.
Yeah, I didn't like her as, you know, but I liked her other story beats. You know, I liked her with A. Martinez. I liked her. She wasn't Brenda, but I liked her all right.
I didn't.
She didn't sleep with her mama's husband on the floor like a wild dog, so I could deal with it.
Well, speaking of having sex.
Like a wild dog that ran in up under the
shut
gate.
Up!
Lisa. With the farmer wet looking.
Meanwhile, Liz has a basketball team for different dudes. Whatever.
It ain't Liz's fault her uterus actually works properly. Sam keeps trying.
Stop doing that. They stop doing that. I'm glad because that was really pathetic.
Sometimes a futile.
And I blame Bob Guza for that. Because he right in every pregnancy. I mean, Felicia Rashad was pregnant for the whole season of The Cosby Show. They didn't have to write in Rebecca's latest pregnancy. Yeah, that was just stupid.
Well, Reagan, what do you think of how Lisa, Patrick, and Robin are shaping up? I loved Robin this last week.
So did I. And, you know, this is one storyline that I'm really enjoying. I was kind of back and forth on it for a while that maybe it was getting a little too cartoonish, but it is really come together now. It's real soapy. And I really like it. I like
oh,
the
yeah.
whole, let's trap her and let's show her how, show everybody what she's really doing. And I'm really liking it. You're going to see Steven sort of kind of like get on Team Scrubs and sort of play the game with them. And the only thing that really pissed me off was, damn it, Matt, that is your sister-in-law. You jump on her team first, not these psycho bitches.
Matt you know? Needs to go.
You need to call back,
back
to Salem.
Yes.
I
love
hate
Jason
to say it because
they're
going to
make me not like this guy. Every
I
just think I like him, but this is one of my all-time favorite teen stars, and they're just
covered
between Maxie and Spinelli, and now this. I'm like, okay,
this is the Robin that we want to see. This is the ballsy Robin that we've been dying to see, and instead, Goose has had her like such like a eunuch, and Patrick. Oh, I loved it when she talked to Patrick. Pretty much, like
I hope she's a eunuch.
Like I was saying, anyways, I like the fact
that
I like the fact that when Patrick is all thinking it's all about him, she's like, "This ain't about you. This is about protecting my daughter." I'm like,
"I like what she hit her." I said, "See,
if
you can only do so much arguing with people. You talking crazy in somebody's face. You need a five figure hello." That face, I love
it. Five figures is a palm, as I likes to say. But I'm sick and I'm so glad this is the ballsy Robin we like to see. You know, she is channeling her parents right there. She is her parents' daughter. I love it to bits.
I said in one of my columns, I was like, "You're going to take my kid, mess with my health? Hell yeah, I'm going to threaten to kill your ass."
I know that's right. Without thinking about it.
Patrick, really, it just bothered me how Patrick was acting all conceited like it's all about him. Robin's like, "Fool, it's all about my health and my daughter. I don't give a good..."
Speaking of her parents, though, here's one beat I feel like GH missed, and I got a column on that.
Yeah.
This whole new story with Lucky. Wouldn't it have been so much more awesome if that was Robert Scorpio who came back to lure him into
if he saw
service.
The picture, if he saw the picture of that guy and was like, "Oh my God," you
and
know.
And while he was there, he could get in, you know, get in the mix with this Robin stuff, or even look, it could have been Finola, either one. I know times are hard budget wise. We can cast everybody from the practice and people on daytime, but we can't bring back the vets on these shows that people really want.
I know.
Finola or Tristan would have been so much better.
And GH owes Finola. To me, I think GH owes Finola when
they messed her job up.
Yeah, they cock blocked her on Y&R. They cock blocked her.
The thing of it is, I've noticed that with Days too, pretty much. Are they trying to go away from their super spy histories? Because, you know, instead of bringing on Rafe as a ISA agent, they never used to have any FBI agents in Salem.
That was like a dirty word.
Yeah, that, you know, with GH, it was the WSB. It's like fans love those organizations. I mean, it seems like they're ashamed of their history now. And it's like, oh, let's try to act like we're, you know, we didn't ever have our own secret spy organizations. I mean, whatever.
That would have been good to see Robert come back out of the shadows, or Anna. It could, you know, if they didn't want to bring Tristan back, it could have been Anna, so she could take Lucky under her wing, and she could snatch Lisa up and be like, "Robin, let's beat this hoedown for messing with your family."
And we could have all these scenes where, like, she's, like, training him how to, like, fight and become a lethal weapon and stuff.
I know. And you could do, you know... GH could have thrown some history in there with Robin and be like, "Robin, I know what you're going through. I had to deal with this when I was with Duke, and Olivia St. Jerome was messing with Duke."
You
and
better
messing talk with
that history. Who is that?
Still, you know. There you go.
Well,
see, I'm still a little bit salty when you said formidable opponent to Luke.
Let's talk about B&B for a little bit. Bridget finally had her baby, Jillian.
I'm glad. I never thought she was one chick I never thought would have a kid. But Jackie, she needs to do something with Jackie. She needs to get her stun gun ready, as Jamie would say. Or she needs to hide her Metamucil or something when that chick keeps talking about, my baby.
You're so headed for a breakdown kidnapping storyline. It isn't even funny.
I think so, too.
Jackie. Well, the thing is I can't decide which one.
Diva on the run with a big wig on
and
a baby.
That's the thing. I'm wondering if it's Bridget that ends up having the breakdown when she sees Owen and Jackie getting two.
Well, that baby. Wouldn't be kidnapping. That's
Well, I'm saying going on the run slash kidnapping, whichever may be the case. I think it's 50-50 chance. Bridget could have the breakdown. Jackie could have the breakdown, but someone's going to take that baby on the run.
I think it'll be Jackie. Living in a fantasy world.
Yeah. I think
Bridget just had a baby by that man. It's normal for her to feel that way about it.
You know, I wish Bridget would be like, look here, bitch, mind your business. Because one minute she's telling Bridget, be careful of Jackie. Next minute, Jackie, be careful of her. She's a Logan. I'm like, you're so two-faced.
Well, see, that's this new writing regime. Stephanie never thought ill of Brooke's children until Reese in the last couple of years. One of Brooke and her best fights was when Brooke told her she was not going to let her see Rick and Bridget anymore. And Stephanie was like, how could you do that? I love those children. And then, you know, Stephanie just started tearing into Brooke, and Eric came in on only the last part, and he was like, Stephanie, you shut up and leave Brooke alone. And then he hugged Brooke, and Brooke was like smirking over his shoulder.
But I think Bridget, you know, you can see it that Bridget and Owen want to be together. You can see it. Yeah. It's just like, Owen is just like, you know, I'm
poor
obligated
Jackie.
To be with your ass.
With Deacon in Genoa City, Jackie won't have any loving.
I don't understand.
He paired with Rick Hurst with Whip. Why is he being stuck?
Well, and I want to know what happened with Rick kissing Jackie. Where the hell did that come from?
Out of left field, because I was sitting there watching. I said, what the hell? We haven't seen you since King Hatchet was a hammer, and you kissing up on Jackie? I'm like, either he's doing that
to
help Bridget out, or
it's just, I think it's just no real storytelling with that character, because wasn't Amber brought back with him? That's what they teased for him. What are they even? That's what I want to do, a missing in action report for B&B. It's like,
oh yeah,
where is Amber? Poor Rick Hurst, he just keeps getting
cast.
I told
you, they had him in Doctors and Flubby Clothing.
If he would have done what I said and go to Guiding Light, I bet you that show's ratings would have spiked enough that they would have passed that April deadline, and it might have had another
year.
And
if they would have got him plus Vincent Irizarry.
Oh, don't even talk about it. Alan, Michael, and Nick.
Let's talk one last topic about B&B.
I don't
my
know
favorite.
If I'd want to see them in those. Wait a minute, though. I just had a vision of them walking around fields with handy cams, running in the woods.
Maybe they know why they didn't go back.
Never mind.
Liam and Bill on B&B. Jillian, what are you thinking of it? I'm loving it.
Oh,
favorite storyline of B&B, period.
Okay, no, I'm sorry.
Scott Clifton is killing it. Them young bucks on that show need to take heed. That boy is just bringing the noise. He is just tearing it up. Hell, he even ate Don Diamond's lunch several times this past
week. You act like that's a hard feat.
No, it ain't. But he just ate his lunch. He was just wham, blam. It was like he was just, you know, it was a fourth wall moment with him and Don. I'm sorry. It was not even like he was in a scene with that cat. He was just tearing it up. I actually am liking Liam with that little gal, Hope.
Oh, they're good
together. I
actually
like those two together. I actually like them. I'm like, I'm sorry. You need punishment for being friends with Steffi. You need to be paired with her so Big Steffi can be in your business.
Well,
that's your punishment.
The problem with this storyline is Scott Clifton is doing an amazing job, and it just makes me mad about what happened at One Life to Live, because this last week on One Life to Live, Roxy is back, thank God, after all that time off our screen. Roxy is back, but guess what? She went to visit Skylar. And so we, on a week when Scott Clifton is kicking it out of the park on B&B, we now have mention of Skylar, and all it was a reminder of what happened at One Life to Live.
Didn't you see, like, what was it, maybe a week or two ago? On the plaque behind that new cop, maybe it was even longer ago, behind that new cop, his Oliver Fish's name on the list of officers.
I'm reading Clifton notes right now. It just said Luke Kerr, STFU. I get residuals overseas, and this show is not in danger, and I can get a suntan out here. Leave me alone. I'm all right.
I will give you that, but I still say Scott Clifton was wasted, and his character.
We all know that. He's being used very excellently on B&B, although Bill hating him being his son is so ridiculous. It's like
Luke is. Have you noticed Luke is biased toward ABC? He gets upset when everyone leaves All My Children to get better jobs. He gets upset when people leave One Life
Forgive
to Live to get
me
better
if
jobs.
If I want and expect some decency out of my soaps on ABC.
Reagan, you just shit on Reagan, all the ABC shows. Even when
what did you think of this Joey cast?
The bells are swarming over the. Look, they're swarming over the ABC soaps like dying cattle.
Yep.
Vanessa showing any signs of weakness?
Now, Vanessa Marcel as Victoria opposite of Billy Miller, that would be amazing.
I'd co-sign that. Look, I like the
girl.
Ooh,
yeah.
Now, that would be a wedding I would
Vanessa over a year ago, remember?
No.
No, but you're making me sad.
Look, Amelia, I'd have to take back everything I just said. Up, you gotta go. Yeah, if
no,
I mean, come on.
No. Brenda's back. Let's just leave Vanessa where she is.
Reagan, what do you think of this Joey casting call? Jamie's been calling for a while for them to bring that character back, and it looks like they're finally doing it. My thought on it is Eric Sheffer Stevens would be an excellent Joey, and he's the right age. I looked it up. He's 38. They want mid to late 30s.
What is the right age, though?
No, I'm just saying. They said the description says mid to late 30s.
I honestly don't really care who they get to play it as long as it's a good actor. I'm glad he's coming back. Huh?
Don't make him a preacher. I'm sorry. Yeah. Virgins
I'm
and
glad
preachers
he's...
don't work
well,
on
they mentioned age. Something about finance in the description.
Yeah, like he's going to be probably in the company or the family business. I'm glad he's coming back. I just feel like they're doing way too much for Gina. You know, like she's just not working for me. And I just feel like there's just been too much thrown at her feet.
I think it's bad writing, though.
I guess
given her a decent story.
But what story would they have given her, I guess, with the kid, you know?
I sort of feel about Gina the same way I did Beth Ehlers on One Life or on All My Children, with the exception that Beth Ehlers did not get a major character. I know, but what I'm saying is Beth Ehlers wasn't from it, hadn't been on it previously, or get a integral character, but it sort of feels the same way watching Gina on One Life to Live as it did Beth Ehlers on All My
Children. I disagree. They've tried to bring on Beth Ehlers, they were trying to recreate history from Guiding Light. Gina came from One Life to Live and played a popular character.
Yeah.
I think they should have started off with Kevin and Joey, with her. To me, that would have been the main – this whole stupid caper thing, you know, again, with the
yes,
soap
like it,
caper.
This whole – they don't – with a character that we really didn't care about, her mother, we cared about – Kelly, but who cared about Melinda, to be honest?
No one.
And they have her like in these scenes with Todd where you got either Taya and Todd fans or Blair and Todd fans. Nobody
that show doesn't have enough decent actors in the 35 to 45 year old male range. That's the problem. You just got Todd and Michael,
Gina opposite of John Paul shirtless just doesn't cut it.
Wait. Say what you're saying, Reagan.
Nobody wants another woman involved between Taya and Todd and Blair and Todd. So that was never
I hope they get Michael Park. People keep telling me he's too old for Joey. He's only 42. Yeah. It's just a little bit over that age. He's the
and
most
makeup. Show. There you go.
And I don't think
he's
a
superstar.
And this whole thing with Rex and too many shirtless scenes. I mean, it's just stupid, in my opinion.
Oh, I agree.
I hope they do with Joey and, you know, Kevin. I hope they get a decent 30s, late 30s, 40-something character actors. Please don't go for the hard body. Yes, we love hard bodies, but there's just too many, you know, vapid pretty people on ABC daytime. It's like, get somebody with a little life in his face, a few lines. You can still be good looking.
Just bring Dan back.
A few creases. They're not going to bring him back because Franz don't like him. I done told you.
No, they can bring back Timothy Gibbs. I like him.
Well, let's talk about another possible coming back.
I wish they'd have got John Hensley. That would have been a 1-2 punch. The two biggest
male
stars in basketball terms, but he done went out west.
Let's talk about another possible return to One Life to Live, or the rumors of it. Roger Howarth, Jamie?
Soap Opera Network is telling people that Roger Howarth is coming back soon. All I know is my sources say they do want him back, but there has been no signs, there has been no contracts, and the talk about him coming as early as November or Christmas, I've been told that's bunk. Now, you know, they might know something, I don't know. If he shows up in November, good job, Soap Opera Network, but I've been told that is bunk booty trash, and that is not happening, and that Howarth initially told them no. But now they're hoping to revisit it now that World Turns is gone and maybe some of his options have dried up and he might be looking at life a little differently. So I hope it happens. I mean, I really do. And they definitely. Yeah, they definitely hope it. I think it's the only
I don't because of Todd, but I do because I want the ratings that would come with
it. I want the show to survive. I'm not a big Roger Howarth fan. I didn't even watch him on that show.
Oh, my God. Y'all missed. Woo!
Didn't like him on World Turns. I'm a huge Service
Fan. He was terrible on
Dawson's
Creek.
Oh, Jesus. Nobody
knows.
He did 3 episodes. I hated that time when he was on Hunter.
He played the he was on for more than 3 episodes. I'm pretty sure it was an entire season.
When he played the milkman on Veronica Mars,
I'm serious.
Really? Dawson's Creek? When was he on there?
He
like
was the teacher.
No, he was on in like one of the fifth or sixth season.
This is a soap newbie, y'all.
Was he like Mr. Beasley?
He was a professor.
I
hated Nancy Lee Grind on Melrose Place when she tried to take Gay Matt's daughter from him.
I know.
She's raising that kid.
Well, I've seen, y'all need to go back and watch some of Roger's clips on.
We're going to circle this plane, bring it back down for a landing.
Yeah, y'all need to go back and look at some of you, especially Luke.
No, I watched him. I remember him with Star. He was fantastic with Star. That was the only thing I ever liked him with, Star.
Oh, my God. Again, you need to go back and look at his clips, because not only Star, he kicked ass with Erica Spazak.
There's no denying that. He was a superstar on this show.
He was amazing with everyone on that show.
It's not that he wasn't amazing. I just love Trevor St. John.
Oh, I'm not disputing that, but, you know,
so much time has passed, and this has become Trevor St. John's role, in my opinion, that it's not one of those roles now where I keep looking back and hoping for the real Todd Manning to please
Well, here's the other thing. I don't want to see Roger Howarth come back to One Life to Live and phone it in Landview the exact same way he was phoning it in on As the World Turns for the past three years.
He might not do that, though.
No, I wouldn't think he would do that either.
Again, soap newbie.
This is his role.
I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying that Roger should come back and take Trevor's job. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, for, you know, Luke keeps saying, oh, I didn't like him on Dawson. I didn't like him on this and that. The man's a great actor. I mean, he can't help it if they gave him lemon-ass storylines.
And he's the closest thing they have to a Vanessa Marcel.
Agreed.
And they have to get him back if they want to stay on the air. They have to. They tried Andrea Evans. That didn't work. This show does not have, I've heard that over and over again, when they were thinking about canceling it over and keeping All My Children, you know, it was said they don't have any superstar characters. They don't have, you know, they don't have a Luke. They don't have a Erica Kane. They don't have a Sonny or Brenda. Roger Howarth is the closest thing they had to that. They made a Rapist Todd doll. I know they disbanded it. But, I mean, he caused a phenomenon on that show, and I love Trevor. Trevor is my dog. I love Trevor. They got to do what they have to do to survive. All these soaps need to be making a list of their number one stunners and being in talks with them. I mean, we down to 6.
Number one stunners? You're reminding me of Jen's return to Days of Our Lives.
Yes, she's one of their number one stunners, and thank God I can at least watch her scenes and fast forward through the rest.
This last week on Days was a little bit disappointing.
That's like saying Jersey Shore is a little bit trashy.
Why are you doing that?
See,
you said it.
Vivian, what is happening to her?
Cartoon.
Vivian is my Salem equivalent of Helena, and they are just turning her into a caricature, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
That's funny coming from you, because what is Luke like? He likes those cartoon
characters. I do, but this is just pathetic.
And that's saying something. If Luke saying, I'm not.
I like Vivian when she was a good cartoon of herself, when Riley had dressing up like clowns and stuff.
And
but now,
Dr. Wu.
Yeah, this is shittiest. And for them to... God. And I know, you know, Days of Our Lives has never been a socially relevant or realistic soap, but I'm going to have to take them to task for this. One of the few times they've managed to get any type of, you know, you did a good job with the health story. One of the few times that was Isabella dying of pancreatic cancer. Usually on Days, people die of mystery disease, mystery meat disease, or, you know, we didn't know what Jack had the last time he was in town. You know, just stupid made-up diseases or stuff. But they really told a powerful, romantic, decent storyline when Isabella got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. You know, Drake Hogeston, Crystal Chappelle, Stacey Greeson did some of the best work, you know, at that, for, you know, up until that point. Peter Reckel, no, Peter wasn't there, was it? Had they switched up?
No, it was in between Robert Kelly.
I think Peter was still there for the beginning of it, but
right,
it just,
yeah.
You know, John Aniston, I will never forget Isabella's death. Isabella's death is iconic for that show. In her video, Will, she asked a married Marlena, who was married to Roman, to watch after John and Brady, which ultimately led to the affair that created... You know, and then to do to take that history and have for a stupid ass plot point to have Vivian remove Isabella's remains and have it sent to a pet cemetery, that is utterly disgusting, depraved, and stupid. You know, it's not even funny. You know, when you do something really crazy and out there with characters like that, it should at least be, and I'm sure that was the writing room banter was, won't it be hilarious if we have Vivian send Isabella? No, it won't. Not a beloved heroine. No, it's not, you know, to disembowel this woman, or not disembowel her, that's when you cut somebody's insides out, ain't it? But, you know, to unearth her remains and have them sent to a pet cemetery, I mean... That would be like G.H. deciding to do something like that with someone we love. Who? I mean,
Lila.
It's just Lila. Yeah, you know, I mean, well, I didn't want to go that far because Isabella was not as beloved as Lila. But I'm just saying, it's ignorant. It's ignorant. And, you know, Ken Corday, I'm so tired of this every 6 months. I'm so tired of Days. Days is so schizophrenic. It's either hella good or hella bad. It's like, why is there no stabilizing force at this show? Why is there no, you know, it's 9 weeks now, Todd. It's 9 weeks at its lowest household rating ever. Mm. 9 weeks and running after killing for most of last year. Yeah. What happened? And you know, I'm going to point it out. At the time that the show started sucking, who came out from her cave? Dena Higley started giving interviews. I did that. I'm the one came up with that. I did that. I'm writing this show. Everybody says I'm not writing the show. Well, yeah, you probably are. You probably now
are.
Yeah,
we're not disputing you now, madam.
I pissed off because Gary Tomlin and everybody was getting so much praise resurrecting this show, and damn it, she had to come in
and start stomping around. Chris Weitzel.
And now she's fucked this show up again. I don't care that she scabbed, allegedly, for you, Ken Corday. Are you going to continue to let this hack woman, who many people in this industry says comes in and gets jobs by giving a one-sentence freaking log line, I heard she got her job at One Life to Live by coming in and pitching, Jessica gets dissociative identity disorder. And Franz is like, brilliant. This woman, that is done all, if that's what Franz is hiring people
I can
for,
write. I can write if that's the case.
No,
I can write.
On DC or any of the other soap bar. She's getting paid millions of dollars because she can come up with an idea that she cannot execute. That then they have to bring in other people to play the real beats out of the story because she is a hack. A hack who scabbed, allegedly, then ran to the Writers Guild and asked them, please come help me. I know I didn't support you, allegedly, when you were going on your strike, but now Allison Sweeney, allegedly, is writing my show, and I want it stopped. It's like, enough. You know, go away. Just go away and stop destroying soap operas.
Well, Reagan, someone who went away this last week and all my children is David Hayward. After watching the various stories about Vincent Irizarry's contract status, seeing David on a slab, having autopsies performed, was a little bit disappointing because unlike other villains where you don't see the body and there's a chance of return, I mean, what happens once the autopsy is done? I mean, does he have a body double? But who killed David Reagan?
He is saying, Killer Crispin is saying, I'm going to show y'all.
You know?
Is he dead?
This ain't why at all. Well, y'all think people dead, but they come on back, you know? He's like, he really 6 feet under.
Reagan?
He had such hope for David and Greenlee, and then they had to have him blackmail her. I'm just so sick of Ryan and Greenlee. Hate them.
Well, I have a prediction on who killed him. I will probably be wrong, but it's one of two people. It's Madison or Angie, the blind bludgeoner Hubbard.
He was poisoned.
That glaucoma that made Angie go.
See, that's what I think. I think that she's faking blindness now. I think that she.
It's not glaucoma. Stop saying
blindness. I think that her spell of blindness didn't last as long as she made everybody believe, or either that or it's Madison, because we already know Madison's a killer.
Madison's got something
that she wants to confess or something along those lines. It's like either something she wants to confess or something that she knows, supposedly.
It should be Marissa so we can get rid of Marissa.
Absolutely. She was off this week. I want to point out something.
Can I tell you, there is so much coming up for Marissa and JR and Annie and Scott that I'm happy that
I wish a casting call was coming up then.
Yeah.
Well,
Mandy Bruno. I mean, you know, I ain't really. Mel has been begging me.
Yeah, shit.
I'm not going to give her no big role, but Mandy Bruno could play this one.
She'd
Come
be
on.
Good in this role.
Somebody. Just
see,
somebody.
Luke, he's giving you somebody for AMC. You just stop a couple.
But we don't have a good Colby yet.
Yes, we do. I like that. Kobe.
And on behalf of Marcy Ryland, she said she ain't trying to go out there no more. So she ain't trying to do that.
I like Kobe. She's pretty. She has that little Cindy Brady lisp. And I like the boys they have.
I don't mind the George.
What I was surprised with this week was the discovery that for the first time, I'm actually liking Jamie Lunar
Luke
as Liza.
I'm happy to know Meryl Streep is playing Kobe.
I know.
What expectations do you have for Adam Chandler's teenage daughter? Good.
Hey, thing. We had Kelly Ripa,
and we had Jacob Young.
Those are all good actors by comparison.
You started watching
Now
My Children in 1998. Kelly Ripa had already been acting on that show for almost a decade. Go back and look at her early stuff.
What I'm just saying is, we have good actors as Adam's children, with the exception of one.
It takes time to build it up, and I've seen this.
It took her years, and when she came back, love Kelly Ripa, love her to death, but when she came back for that episode, she had lost everything she ever learned on that show.
Yeah, you know, I'm a cut for this girl. I tuned in and watched. She's not bad. You made it seem like this heifer just didn't know where she was, but no.
Luke is hardest. You know what? But I'm that way about Wyatt Earp Day, so I can't call it. Because All My Children is his favorite, he is meaner about them than anything. Because when I watch,
listen,
I'm like, okay.
I'm not mean about soaps. I'm a pussycat.
You's a damn lie.
When it comes to Colby and Victoria Newman, them two are you like a dog with a bark.
Now, listen, a person has to have fun on Twitter once in a while. So, Reagan, do you have any predictions on who killed him?
I don't know.
Contract negotiation.
Yeah, right.
His agent asking for you.
Yeah. But, you know.
I think the person who killed him was Zach. Zach's returned in October and November, which could last longer. When they knew that they could possibly get Torsten K back for an extended run, it's like, we can't afford both of them, and that was Vincent Irizarry, and David's doing it.
Can we get Tom Pelfrey as Anton Merrick?
Oh.
Kent's first husband.
He'd be a little bit too young in the role, but I dig it.
Yeah, he'd be a little.
No, we don't want that because the moment Tom Pelfrey arrives in Pine Valley, it's going to be Madison and Tom.
No, he tried to eat Erica Kane up because you know
I don't
like
think
a...
so. No, he no, they won't because didn't they broke up. I heard, yeah, nothing. I ain't gonna talk about that.
No, I mean like you know how he does that. you know, I'm saying like how he does that. You do the Tammy that.
Yeah, but he has a fan base and people seem to like that stuff.
But he doesn't want to come out to L.A., doesn't he? Yeah, he don't want to come out
there. Yeah, because he got that theater the company.
Yeah.
Eric Schaffer Stevens would make a good Anton.
You a
His Anton is freaking
hot. Are you trying to get another like managerial cut or something?
He is too
young. Eric Schaffer nobody ever paid you.
Blonde
so.
And blue-eyed, Luke.
Listen,
Anton
Blair
like
was back. Asian.
Is that your? Is that really going to be your benchmark?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You
can recast anybody.
No, you
what
can't.
What do you guys think of it? What do you
much better shape when they did shit like that back in the
what
day?
What do you guys think
we
of this Asher character?
I like him.
Yeah, he's gonna be a little bit of a troublemaker.
He already is.
Well, I mean, even more so, he's gonna start stealing some more stuff from Caleb for JR. He's gonna.
So whose kid is he? Is he Caleb's kid?
I don't know.
Because she had another abortion she didn't tell nobody about.
Okay. I can't even think about that. Let's move on.
What if he's the... what if he's Adam's kid?
If he is, then it would be a little bit weird for the dynamic they're creating with Colby. Because...
They're
setting up
that.
A triangle, and it's like...
Look what they did with Ethan and Lulu on GH.
Yeah.
And they did it with Victoria and Cole on The Young and the Restless. By the way, that's her second husband. We are Twitter debate.
I don't give a flying flip who that girl, who should have been in a red dress instead of a white one, had for her multiple husbands. Let's talk about As the World Turns.
Okay.
There were some great performances this last week. Unfortunately, many of them were the result of Reed's death due to train.
Due to train?
Well, I've written something else in my...
Throw the gay in front of the train.
I wrote something else in my This Week in Daytime column, and I don't want to repeat it here because I'm saving it for the column. But, Jamie...
Well, hell, your column is going to come up today. This episode won't air till a month from Sunday.
Day or Tuesday.
I'm a high five, Jamie.
Now stop talking over each other. They told that somebody wrote we got to stop doing that.
Oh, you can go kick some rocks. Let me stop.
It ain't worked. It's worked so terribly for the view.
I know, right?
Reed became railroad roadkill, and his heart ended up in Chris. Jamie.
Well, that's the only body part of his that ended up in anybody during his time in Oakdale.
Oh, no.
Well, you're true. You're right.
Look, Procter Gamble is like, please, mainstream America, we're killing off the show that had these gays on here, and now we're going to kill one of the last popular gays with a train. Now when you come back and start buying our cover girl, easy, breezy, beautiful, cover girl.
My problem with this is that Carly and Jack should be together in the end. Lily and Holden should be together in the end. Because of the fact that Nuke was a younger couple by comparison, I wouldn't have had a problem with the show ending with the question mark of does Luke end up with Noah or does Luke end up with Reed? But instead of that, we are now going to get the basic implication, at least, at minimum, that Noah's going to win by default. And to me, that just feels like lazy, creptastic writing that says
no
things we don't want to do anything. And the thing is, they would have never had to have Luke and Reed have sex. They would have never had to say who Luke ended up with. But the fact that they are going now trying to revert back to Nuke after wasting.
I'm sorry. Luke and Noah have been. I mean, Luke and Reed have been dating for how long?
A good 6-9 months in some form.
It ain't no way on. I don't know what, you know, you could tell they don't know anything, not even just about gay men, but about anyone other than, unless you have a religious thing going where that's why you don't have sex. There's no way two red-blooded, hot well worked out, blonde, freshly scrubbed gay boys are going to have been together for 6 to 9 months and have not had sex. So,
especially Noah, because Noah was always trying to hump that other one. No, yeah, not Noah. Like, Luke was always trying to hump Noah.
Like, I'm just over it. I'm over daytime and separate but not equal storytelling. It's like, who cares? I mean, they're not going to ever do it. So yeah.
One thing I did love about As the World Turns this last week, though, was Lucinda and John Dixon. Their scenes were so good. When he ripped her a new one and made her think about what she's doing to Lily, fantastic stuff. Daniel Cosgrove, when he found out that he had the Reed's heart, great stuff there. I feel like I'm doing a performer of the week, but One Life or As the World Turns had some great performances this week. Even Van Hansis brought it.
We have really great and Christina Milano. It was all really great when Christina Milandro, Jackie Zeman, and Brad Mall did it 15 years ago on General Hospital.
Oh, yeah!
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to give for they're ending a 54-year-old show. I'm sorry. They're not going to get kudos, applause, and raves from me for ripping off BJ and Maxie's storyline with the gay boys and Chris Hughes, who we didn't even know had a heart problem until 3 days ago.
It's kind of sad, though, that they have to do all this last-minute thing, you know, at the last minute. You should have brought John Dixon back.
They had 9 months to prepare. Guiding Light had no time. They had, 3 months, maybe? Another World had a week's notice or what? They had to wrap up like that, you know? And they all, in my opinion, did much better jobs leading their shows to the end than this.
Oh, I don't think Even Guiding Light was better.
Guiding Light at least brought back more than one.
I think it was because they did. They listened to the fans. They brought back the majority of Guiding people that you wanted
ugly,
to see.
But you couldn't deal with it. There's nothing you could do about it looking ugly at that point.
Well, but yeah. I don't anticipate As the World Turns end up everybody doing the conga line through town. I mean, seriously.
What, on Another World?
No, on Guiding Light. Guiding Light, everybody was going through town, running around town with chicken heads with their heads cut off.
But you know what? At least they brought back people that the old fans loved about. We only get John Dixon back for World Turns. They didn't get back Penny Hughes. That one, Rosemary Prinz is still alive. The first popular soap heroine of all time. Didn't get her back. They got back Franny and Sabrina, or one of them, a couple of months ago for one episode, which in my opinion, they should have just ended it there because that was a really good ending, in my opinion. You know, Lynn Hughes, Tom's Asian daughter could have come back. They have Chris Hughes. I mean, and they did. Andy didn't want to come back. The guy who plays Andy was like, screw you guys. And I don't blame
him. Scott DeFreitas,
Scott DeFreitas. They dicked him so bad. So he didn't want
to
come back.
Well, you pointed out to me, Jessica didn't come back.
Yeah, they didn't bring back Jessica. They could have had like all
They brought her back to take Bonnie off, and that was stupid.
It's
they should have
all
brought
these people could have come back for like.
But they should have brought her back at that, you know, they should have done that, you know, to wrap the show up. If you're going to bring her on.
54 years, you want, you know, look at 90210 even. 90210, the last year of 90210 was horrible. But they didn't make the last episodes about, you know, just the loser newbies that came along. They bring back. You bring back the Andreas. You bring back the people who people really care about. You do that when you're fixing to wrap up a show. Love that John came back, but there was more. You know, Noel Beck said in one of the mags, I want to say Soaps in Depth. If I'm getting it wrong, then you know. But she said that she would have willingly stepped aside
that's
to bring
a,
Martha
that's
Brown.
That's an actress, right
but
there.
Chris Galtman is such a dick, an asshat, that his ego would not allow him to give the fans of that show what they wanted, to bring back the most popular heroine in the history of that show, because he's a fucking asshat who lets his ego ruin a soap opera.
And that's probably
I don't care if him and Martha Byrne chunked rocks at each other in the parking lot. Who cares? She is Lily, you know?
You know, it just kind of goes to what – it just goes to his whole attitude, you know. He has this – he was determined, hook or crook, even though we're going off, I am not doing what them fans want. I am not bringing back a bunch of old heads. No, I'm not bringing back no fans.
Yeah, he said that the moment the cancellation was announced.
He was hell bent. Yeah, he was hell bent to prove. He's trying to me. He was spit. You know.
But we brought back Iris. Who needed this woman?
Oh my God! I know.
Story arc.
It should. I told you. It should have been James Stenback. It should have been him kidnapping Barbara, saying to Barbara, "I know you are not going with my son."
I didn't need any kidnapping. I would have loved Barbara to get cold feet before the wedding and be missing, and then we cut to the scene and she's at Hal's grave, and she's just having this talk with the grave. You know, a powerful soliloquy from Colleen Zink-Pinter where she relives through flashbacks her romantic history, and she's terrified of getting it right this time. And then Henry shows up there to convince her that they can go on this journey together. You don't need the kidnapping. You just need character moments.
I don't know. I think if they were gonna bring back Anthony Herrera, it should have been, you know, they could have played a little beat to him, you know.
Well, I liked him as the preacher, with her them thinking he was. I wouldn't have wanted him back from the dead again. I'm gonna be honest. I'm so over the return from the dead. I don't know what to do. It's like, if they're dead, let them stay dead. I'm sorry. There's about two characters I would not mind. Dixie Cooney and Drusilla Winters are the only dead people I want.
Oh, and on that note, quick question. Will you or will you not be watching The Talk? Jillian, will or will not?
I'll probably tune in for like the first week to see how it is. And then
Jamie?
When is that air?
It begins in October sometime.
Oh, we got time.
Well, I'm definitely gonna watch it just so that I can have something to be snarky about. But
there's only one person remotely interesting on that show.
Who?
Osborne chick.
Yeah, Sharon Osborne. Absolutely. I'm gonna tune in just because I want to see. I'd love to see how Julie Chen to me is such a
gen bot.
Manufactured. No, she's just like a. I don't like that term. Chen I know bot. They call it that. That's okay. That's you saying that. So when the Asian League of Americans come after
well,
you.
Well, she doesn't mind it. No, she doesn't mind it.
Well, I don't like. I mean, she just seems like she's like a Deborah Norville to me. She's just very manufactured. Generic. So I really want to. I'm interested to see her trying to get, you know, cozy and chatty on a coffee clutch. But no, it'll never hold my attention like a soap will. But I also am interested because didn't Sharon Osbourne and Holly Robinson have some, like, throwdowns on The Apprentice when they were on there together? So that
they
could be.
They weren't, like, the best of friends at times, but I think by the end of it, they were.
And there's so many agendas. Oh. I want to see how, like, you know, The View goes balls to the walls and, you know, exploits the fact that Elizabeth is the only Republican and Joy and Whoopi are liberal. You know, these women have some crazy.
And Sherry is just Sherry.
Yeah. These women have some crazy political views. So I want to see if, like, Leah Remini is going to come on there talking about Scientology.
Well, she said at the Television Critics Association that she wasn't going to be talking about that. But
see, right then and there, it's not going to be as good as The View because love or hate The View, those women bring
about their beliefs.
Okay, well, let me rephrase. She said pretty much. She said that she's not going to make it about Scientology. But my thing is, you cannot avoid that because you know Tom Cruise is going to jump on someone's couch again and act and cut a fool.
Yeah, it's like The View. They wear that's one of the success. I think The View and Oprah. That's been their success is that they wear their warts, everything out there. Now, if they're going to all come on there and not tell like the truth about how they feel about stuff, then it'll just be boring and no one will watch. But like Holly Robinson, isn't she an advocate for like not? I don't know this. I know.
Autism.
Yeah, but isn't? But yeah, isn't? Is she like? I know that the other girl, her the blonde, Jim Carrey's ex.
Holly's kid has autism.
I know. What I'm saying is, she one of the ones that says that they shouldn't be vaccinated.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't heard Holly say anything about that.
Okay, so that's just the other one. Because I'm just like some of those issues could be interesting.
Well, and what is what is the Scientology's opinion on autism?
I don't know. But Scientology doesn't believe in psychiatry.
See what John Travolta, he said that his late son had some disorder called Kawasaki syndrome, and it came out that he actually, when everybody suspected it, that he actually had autism.
Yeah, Reagan.
So, you know, if they go to town about some of those things, it could be appointment TV. But if they just all sit on there and gush and coo, then it'll be boring.
Oh, please, with Sharon Osbourne.
Well, I don't know. It depends on who the moderator is. One of the things about Meredith as the moderator is she kept things lively. If Julie Chen is the moderator...
Poor Darlene. We didn't even mention her. I know she's a producer, Sarah Gilbert, so...
Reagan, what do you think? Will you be watching or not?
She'll moderate.
You know, I wasn't an As the World Turns watcher, so it's not like it's something I'm not like losing a time slot for me, but I'm going to check it out. I like that kind of format in a talk show, and with the controversy over being just a soap fan in general of a soap getting replaced by a talk show. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out and see if it was the right decision, you know.
Well, on that note, you can check us.
Les is going to pump that money in there to make y'all believe it was the right decision.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on that note, you can check us out at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us at Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential, and add us as a friend on Facebook. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Bye-bye.